This is Diaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diaris. This is flyer number 767, part 2, entitled Monoconscious Feminist Callousness Towards Men's Issues. Carrying straight on. In the UK, only 7% of British women profess publicly that they are feminists, even though nearly all of them believe in equal rights for women, equal opportunities for women, etc. Why is this? Because they know if they profess publicly that they are feminists, they know that that will be the kiss of death for them in getting a man. Since most men, most young men, see monoconscious feminists as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts and avoid them, not even pumping and dumping them. My partner is rather monoconscious this way. She says that she would not like to see her son get divorce raped. But she refuses to even discuss men's issues, saying to me that, quote, female voice,
"We just disagree on gender politics,"
leaving me feeling frustrated and thwarted. This is not good for a relationship, especially in a lat relationship, which is fragile in the sense that the only reason it holds together is the quality of the relationship. To viewers and readers of this flyer, if you are in a similar position, that is, if you are in a lat relationship, that you are a biconscious masculist, and that your lat partner is a monoconscious feminist, then you and I have a problem. You will have to balance the good aspects of your lat relationship with the bad. For me, most of the qualities of my lat relationship are positive, which is why the relationship has lasted 6 years, with some ups and downs. But the fact that my own lat partner is still very closed-minded and callous when it comes to awareness of men's issues, of how women oppress men far worse than vice versa, really rankles with me. If anything is going to bust us up, it will be over this issue. There's also the future possibility of me monkey branching. If I come across a woman who has all the positives of my current partner, but is also clearly bi-conscious, that is, she has also had her maskless consciousness raised, then that would make that woman a much better partner than my current one. So I could then threaten my current partner with, quote, "If you don't stop your callousness towards men's issues, then you'll risk me dumping you for X," in brackets, where X is the name of the new woman, close brackets. "Your callousness towards men's issues makes you a hypocrite in my eyes. You trash men for men's gender crimes against women, but you don't bother to inform yourself how much worse women oppress men. Your gender political attitudes are based on ignorance. You only know feminism. You only know half the gender political story. You have a very superficial understanding of masculism. You are rather backward that way, since on the internet there are now dozens of female masculists who talk about how women oppress men, who lash out at women for the awful gender crimes that women commit against men. Why aren't you like them? Why don't you think like them?" Pushman, end quote. "There's a limit to my patience, so if you continue to be callous towards men's issues, then you will make yourself increasingly uncompetitive relative to other women who are a lot more bi-conscious than you are, and hence are a lot nicer to be with for men, since men refuse to have relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. Your callousness towards men's issues makes you, by definition, monoconscious. And to masculists, and increasingly to men in general, that word monoconscious is taking on very negative connotations. To be labelled monoconscious means increasingly that a woman is seen by men, by masculinistic men, as ignorant, intolerant, misandrist, bigoted, contemptible, and hence dumpable. Masculists need to really get their message out to the mainstream media, since women are herd animals who are more easily influenced by the opinions of other women than by the arguments of men. When millions of women see millions of other women becoming bi-conscious by absorbing masculine ideas, by losing their callousness towards men's issues, then they too will be more motivated to study masculine ideas than by moral pressure coming from men, from masculists. This is not to say that the MGTOW, that's men going their own way, ignoring a woman, is not having an effect. It obviously is. There's now a flood of TikToks and YouTube shorts of young women in their 20s and 30s in tears because they can't find a man to have a relationship with, because so many young men have chosen to ignore women and to live the MGTOW lifestyle to avoid being manslaved and divorce raped in the hated fluffy feminist controlled divorce courts. Many MGTOWs now can't stomach the misandry of young women and just wipe their hands of them. When millions of young men wipe their hands of young women, that certainly influences women. When the masculinist message really starts flooding women's minds on the mainstream media, we will see a lot fewer monoconscious feminists in lat relationships, as in my case currently. My own lat partner is a fairly typical monoconscious feminist. She's still closed-minded when it comes to losing her callousness towards men's issues. She still needs to be taught masculinist ideas, as do millions of other monoconscious feminists. The ideas and the actions of millions of MGTOWs and masculists will inevitably push women to become more bi-conscious, and hence will become a lot nicer for men to be with. Soon, there will be so many bi-conscious feminists that there will be a tipping point where millions of monoconscious feminists will see with their own eyes that millions of them are being dumped by their bi-conscious boyfriends, and that these boyfriends are then taking up relationships with bi-conscious feminists, leaving monoconscious feminists in the cold, spat at, and viciously rejected both socially and sexually by men. We are not there yet. But that day is not far off, maybe only a few years away. There are dozens of female masculists on the internet now making regular content for millions of women to absorb and think about. The manosphere is now huge, so most young men are aware of the toxicity of divorce, and hence marriage and paternity, so choose the MGTOW lifestyle instead. Masculists are spreading their hatred of gender criminal women, thus putting powerful moral pressure on women to fib up, to learn masculine ideas, so that they become bi-conscious and stop trashing men the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, that is, that they stop being hypocrites and geociders. Once society is largely bi-conscious in its ideas, the gender politicians can set up GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is not the case in today's gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. If I dump my current partner, I will be throwing out a very big baby with the bathwater. So I'm hoping that the rise and rise of MGTOW and masculinist ideas will so change women's gender political attitudes, that is, make them a lot more bi-conscious, that they will lose their monoconscious feminist callousness towards men's issues, so that lat relationships like mine can be made a lot stronger due to a compatibility in levels of mutual bi-consciousness. A lat relationship in which the man is the bi-conscious masculist and the woman is a monoconscious feminist is a fragile one, one that risks tearing itself apart due to the callous gender political ignorance of the woman, who is obviously not yet a bioconscious feminist. That is, she is not yet bothered to study Masker's and MGTOW ideas, and hence may pay a very heavy price. That is, she may lose her man, who may dump her in disgust at her gender political callousness towards men's issues. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskus tab for 760 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskus segment. Close brackets. As well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on Maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, De Garis Maskus Videos, that's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos, that's four words. Now, ad libbing now, you are probably noticing, if you've been following my last few videos on masculism, that the size, the height of 1, 2, 3 piles of books keeps getting taller. So I now have all my math and physics books that need to be page numbered, annotated, in these piles. So over the months, over a year or so probably, you will see that these piles gradually go down. I call this pile the Great Wall of Masculism. It's largely there for colourful effect, because I am noticing, now that I'm in 4K, I guess that's part of it, or maybe these, maybe both. The number of hits I'm getting has shot up 5, sometimes even 10 times what I was getting before in HD, high definition. So it pays to get into 4K. I jeeped, in other words, consulted GPT 5.5, which is the version I pay for, that only about 5% of videos submitted to YouTube are in 4K. So if you are a content maker, you make YouTube videos, then I strongly advise you buy a 4K camera and submit your stuff in 4K. You'll get a lot more hits. Ciao.